Hi everyone, Sane Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lily. She interviewed me for a bunch of segments for a famous Manosphere content producer in Iran. I'm not sure when or where those segments will be released. But one of the things she wanted me to do is prove that women don't love men the way that men love women. That's the first segment I'll share. The other segments to our conversation will be after that at some point. Maybe someone wants to sponsor that video so I can make it. Also, thanks for the outpouring of support from everyone when I told you guys I wasn't getting donations for topics. I had about 20 of you step up and help me, so that's awesome. I'll let you guys know in the future if the same situation happens. Now buckle your strap on because the festivities are about to begin. I've spoken before about catching a woman giggling when I called out the truth on her. I've spoken about it so many times on my channel, but it's a different story when you record it for all to share. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, here's the first part of my chat with Lily. So enjoy.
I was a bit hesitant about asking this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Sure.
Why do you think women don't fall in love?
I think it's about keeping their options open because women, because of the weakness and vulnerability and survival in the past, would have had to do with finding the strongest, most dominant man, and that would have increased your chance of survival in terms of genetics and in terms of physical survival. Having that connection to a man, if that man was like killed and you know you couldn't move on to the next man, then if you're emotionally like connected to that person, then other men, like it would slow you down from meeting somebody else and getting connected with somebody else. A lot of women, they go through a relationship and then almost immediately they jump into the next relationship. Like I find that a lot of women, there's no gap. It's just kind of like I'm with somebody and then boom, within like a week they're with somebody else, or like a month, or, you know, just it depends. So I think it has to do with, you know, just physical survival, because in a state of nature, if a woman didn't have someone there, she wouldn't have survived. So love is a nuisance when it comes to survival. So the women who made it here today are a lot less likely to express that same type of deep love that men do, because they wouldn't have made it here because of their genes, because they would have died out before they got here.
But what we do though.
Okay, but that's not like an explanation. That's just like,
because okay, I'll tell you why I would do it.
How do you define love, first of all?
Well,
so we're going to talk about romantic love.
Yeah, at the beginning, it's a very intense attraction, almost painful, but very intense. And then you bond with the person emotionally. You kind of become emotionally attached to them.
Okay.
Almost like if they get hurt, you're going to feel that pain.
As a man, you don't want anything. If another guy told me, yeah, I met her and I'm attracted to her and it almost hurts, it's like, I'm like, it's not supposed to hurt. It never, for men.
No, I mean, no,
it's
I don't
like
mean
love
painful.
Hurts. It's like,
it's so intense that you kind of physically feel it. It's not mild, it's a very intense attraction.
Okay.
And then you can't resist it, that kind of attraction. And then, it kind of pushes you towards them. Like you can't stop thinking about them.
Okay.
Almost obsessively. And then you just have to be with them no matter what. But it feels like that. Like if you don't, you're going to, it's something goes really wrong if you don't. You have to. And then if you do get together with them, you bond with them really quickly. And then it becomes like, I don't want him to be hurt. Like if something happens to him, I would rather feel pain myself than something happening to him. Almost like you want to sacrifice yourself for them.
Okay, but you're still rationalizing it. Like for me, when I think of women loving someone, I think of them loving their kids, right? So I see a woman with a cat or a dog or a kid, and they're just like smothering this thing instinctively with this love, and they're completely lost in the moment, right? But I've never seen, like, it's really rare for me to see a woman lost in that same way with a male romantic partner. I've never seen that before.
I have.
Okay, how?
I know women have as well. Like, you just want to be with them so much that you just don't care about anything else. Like, I would be willing to do all sorts of sacrifice to be with that. But I've been in love before, obviously.
Okay.
So, and that's what it felt like. What else?
But I'm trying to like
also I just wanted him to be happy all the time. I wanted to be able to make him happy, and to this day I still want to know that he's okay. Like, I want to make sure that he's happy. Like, I want to just know that he's happy.
But why do you want to make him happy? Like that's, in the West we make fun of men that nick that now because it's just they're so obsessed with making women happy. And then by doing that, the women become unhappy.
I want him to be happy so I can be happy. Like, if he's sad, I'm going to be sad. There's that kind of bond.
So the empathy that comes with that.
Yeah, like, there's empathy. And then I don't think there's anything worse than seeing someone you care about suffer. So, I would rather suffer myself than see him suffer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're still...
So you want to make sure they're happy all the time so you don't have to worry about them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get the feeling because... I was in a 5-year relationship and then I got out and then almost immediately after the person that I was with ran off was with somebody else, and... I've been, you know, long-term relationships, and
it's like... I did that too. I did that not immediately. I'll tell you why I did it. I couldn't survive it otherwise. I had to do it
because of the loneliness.
No, it's just the separation was really painful. So, for 4 months after the relationship, I started dating someone else. Because that was giving me comfort. Like, it would kind of ease my pain of separation.
Okay.
And that's what I did. And I didn't love the other man. He was just a comfort to get over the other one.
Okay.
It made it a lot easier. Also, I know he loved me. I know he loved me deeply. But... after the separation, I was convincing myself that he doesn't, because it would make it easier.
So why is that? Like, I mean, I've had women that I ended relationships with, and then they just had to convince everybody that I never loved them. And I'm like...
She's convincing herself.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. I was trying to kind of...
But why not accept it as being like, this person did love me, it's just they don't love me anymore. Well, that's what happens.
It feels like a loss. It feels emotionally better to be angry at someone than to feel their loss.
Okay.
So it was, I couldn't, it would hurt more if I thought, okay, the way I'm crying right now, he's crying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather think, okay, he's not crying, he's not upset. I'm the only one who's upset and he's an a-hole and he doesn't care about me. That would make it easier because I couldn't be crying, sat here crying, thinking, oh my God, he's also as upset as I am because we were broken up.
So then you would go around and tell everybody he was such a horrible man. And then, you know, like all these guys are like, look how fast she forgot me and hated me and she didn't love me to begin with. And now she's saying that I never loved her. Like,
Wouldn't that make it easier to separate from someone if you're angry with them and hate them?
No, it obviously it makes it easier, but it's not like you want to hate somebody that you love. That doesn't make any sense. So for me, like I when I ended a long relationship, I was you know, before that, every relationship I ended, I was in love with the person. But then, like, and it hurt for, like, up to, like, 2 years, 3 years after that, right? So it was very painful.
Same.
Yeah, okay. But with this one, with the 10-year-long relationship, I was not – I never got, like, heartbroken. I just went into anger right away because this person was not being – like, they were being bad. And not only were they being bad, but, like, yeah, I was just like, how can they be so bad? And yet, how can they love me if they're being so, like, evil in some ways, right? So, I don't know. I found that interesting. So when you have guys and they're with somebody and then the woman turns around and starts like telling everybody how horrible they are, like, you know, a week or two after they break up, and the guy's like, well, she never loved me. Look how horrible she's acting. Like, look at this. Like, I'm broken up and I'm feeling horrible, and she's just like angry and she doesn't feel what I feel. So therefore, she'd never loved me, right? So maybe that's partially where that comes from. But also, when I see women, like the coldest women I've ever met, if you put a baby in their arms, like all of a sudden they're like, like they just get all like soft and mushy and loving, and it's an automatic reaction, right? So I think with men, love for women is like an automatic reaction. You were rationalizing love and how you experienced it. Men don't rationalize it. They just kind of go into it and it's kind of like automatic. It's the way that a mother would love a child. That's kind of what love is for a lot of men.
Yeah, well, I can say it almost feels like, well, I don't have children, so I don't know what it feels like.
Okay.
But it does sometimes feel like he's your baby. Like he's my baby, that okay. kind of thing. It does feel like that.
But feeling that and seeing that, like when I see a woman holding a kid, even if the kid isn't hers, like I can see that there's like an automatic response, right? There's no like, oh, I love this baby. No, it's like, oh, right? Like it's like there it is, right? Like it just comes out of nowhere. So yeah. That's what it's like for guys when it comes to love. So when we don't see women, like when I fall in love with somebody, I don't see love. I see like calculation. Like she's thinking like, okay, if I say this, then he's going to do that. And like something, how can that be love if it's thinking about how you're going to
you
like.
You want to keep him though. You want to make sure.
Oh, there is the truth, right? Like, but that's not love. Know, like manipulating somebody to stay there is not love. You're not accepting the person for who they are.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to be with somebody?
Yeah, but there you go.
Wouldn't you want to be with them? Wouldn't you want them to love you back and stay with you?
Well, not if you have to manipulate them into staying with you. That's horrible.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've only been in love once my whole life. And I was telling him everything. Like, I had tendencies to manipulate him and make him kind of stay with me. But every time that happened, I would tell him that I'm
what did you say? I'm trying to trick you into staying here yeah. so you don't go anywhere. Yeah. And then what did he say?
I would say. No, he loved it.
He loved what? The fact that you were manipulating him or the fact that you were telling him that you were manipulating him?
I was telling him that I want to do this to make you stay. Or when I said that, I would do stuff and then I would regret it. I'm like, well, that was just so manipulative. And then I would tell him.
So you had a change of heart of being yeah, like, evil, right? You're like, I'm evil. I don't. I feel bad about being bad. Okay, I'm going to tell him, right?
No. Like, I didn't want to manipulate him. I wanted to be with him. So, but I had to. I could say that I have those tendencies, but I'm aware of them.
But when you say that, guys will instantly be like, aha. Sandman does it again. He reveals the truth, right? Like it's like, and it happens over and over again. And there's that like nervous laugh that women put out when they know they've been caught, right? It's just so horrible. And the worst part is, like they always play the game, like they drag it out as long as they can until the guy's like, ah, I see it. And then eventually, at some point, they just like break and like ha 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 he he he, like a little girl, like she just like stole her mother's things in her room and she took them away. And did you take the candy? It's like. Yes, I took the candy, but at first it's like, no, I didn't take the candy, right? Like, it's like, could you see why guys would be like, there's no love there. That's just, it's like cunning and like a cat, like coming in and like playing with a mouse. It's like, that's just kind of how we feel.
Yeah, but I told you all about the, you know, I just explained to you how it felt, and the feeling is real. You can't say that the feeling is not there. I can't, just because I had those kind of,
okay, but the feeling is there, but you acted out on it in a very bad way. Right. So it's like, how is that? Does that make any sense? Like, you know, it's like, I love you. Step into this cage over here. Right. Like, it's like, it doesn't click into my head. Right. Like, it doesn't make sense. Maybe it's because it makes sense to women, but it doesn't make sense to men. I don't know.
When you love somebody, would you just, you know, want him to be with someone else and, you know, leave you any moment? Would you be happy? Wouldn't you want to kind of make them kind of do something about it for them to stay?
Yeah, but not when it's deception. Okay, look at it this way. Like, I've been in relationships where the person tried to deceive me to stay, right? It was like, I started talking to her and I'm like, okay, I think we have a problem with our relationship. I think we need to talk and work it out. And then, like, her first response was, let's get married. And I'm like, what? Like, right? like, there's that fear of like doing whatever it takes to keep the man there, right? Like, it's like, if he marries me, he's not going anywhere, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's true. All I wanted to do was like work on things and make things better. But the fear on her side was overreacting to ton of, you know, and that was like a 5-year long relationship. The one before that, the woman was, you know, I said, you know, I don't know if I should see you anymore. And like, she basically said, you know what? I'm looking outside and there's a pond and I don't know if I can live without you. I'm thinking of throwing myself in the pond and like dying in there. Right. Like, that's just like, you don't say that to someone you love to like, you emotionally like wound them.
It's a real feeling, by the way.
What?
It's a real emotion that, you know, we spoke about this before. I told you that it feels like death when you lose a man. It feels like emotional death. And when she's saying, oh, I feel like dying, she's not exaggerating. It actually feels emotional.
No, I understand that. Like, no, when I ended that relationship that went 5 years, I felt for years like it wouldn't shake me. It was like I felt like I'd lost a part of me. And that's just like, you know, I think that to some extent, if you bonded with the person that you had that relationship with and you lost that, then it would probably feel the same way. But like, I'm just having a hard time reconciling that, like, you, when you love someone, you hurt them to keep them there. That just sounds really cruel. But like, I've had, you know, when I would end a relationship, the person would be like, I'll do this, I'll change, I'll do this and this. But if they do those things, then they end up resenting the man later. So all of these things that you're doing to keep the man there mean that later on down the road, you're going to resent that man because you feel like you had to do those things. Otherwise, he would have left you. And so you're going to hate him anyway because you had to change. And there you are laughing. There's that nervous laugh again. It's like, yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I'm aware of that now because I had before this boyfriend I fell in love with, I had another one. And that relationship was just toxic. And I think I was the reason. Well, with him, I had a very good relationship. It was partly because I was just completely honest with him about everything. And I'm aware of that this is what we do. And
so can you see why a guy would be all like, she doesn't love me the way she's treating me?
Yeah, I can see it now.
Okay.
But the feeling is there. I know we have those tendency to kind of trick and keep the guy because you just don't want to feel like you're going to die if he leaves.
But this is the thing. Yeah. In the past, in a state of nature, you would have died if the guy left. So that fear of death was not unjustified. It had
especially
to do with,
if you've bonded with him. And immediately after you break up with that person, you feel like, okay, if I don't rebound, if I don't bond with somebody else immediately, it feels like death. Like you have to do it.
Okay.
It's almost like I don't know what's going to happen if I don't. So yeah, that's why I did that.
But that's
even 4 months was too long to wait.
But that's the thing. Like I felt similar in a similar wave back in my 20s and early 30s and teens. But now I've gotten to the point where at one point it just, I didn't feel like I needed to bond with anyone anymore. You know, so for me, it just got to the point where I was like, I'm content on my own. In fact, I'm my clarity and my ability to think and my ability to be productive is a lot better when I'm not around anybody. Right. Yeah. So, but I still think that emotionally, if I loved somebody, but I wasn't physically intimate with them, I know that if I'm in that type of situation, then I'm, then I have passion that I can convert into productive energy and be really, really creative. So I think love is important, but it's about loving somebody, but not like being with them. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it's just kind of.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Cause you know, these sort of feelings, they, you don't choose them. You don't choose to fall for someone. I didn't choose to fall in love with my boyfriend. It just happened.
Yeah.
And bonding is also, you may not need to bond to survive, but it happens. You will bond with them when you're in a relationship with them. You can't help it. It happens. So doesn't mean you need it, but it doesn't make it any less painful when you separate. You've bonded with them. Now you're separated.
Well, I'll give you an example. So I use this example quite a bit. So there's a painter called Salvador Dali. Spanish painter, and he was married to somebody, but he never slept with her. So they were together his whole life, like until from like 20, 30 all the way to 80. And, you know, he would have these like sex parties at his house and his wife would participate, but he wouldn't. He would just like watch these people having sex. And then he would go and leave the party and go into the other room and paint. So he would take all that repressed sexual energy and emotional energy and he would use it for his like creativity, which I thought was kind of interesting. So yeah. I think, you know, like why would that person not get jealous about other people being with his wife? Why? Because like, I don't know. It's just, I find that kind of an interesting like case. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. It's a common thing. It's a common fetish that a lot of men have.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's necessarily a fetish, but I think it's just like him, because she wanted to be satisfied, but he didn't want to satisfy her. So he felt like he had to just kind of like do that just to basically keep her from leaving, I guess. I don't know. It's a long story. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sorted. Now okay. You know that women fall in love.
Okay. Yes. With your nervous laugh. Yes. Yes.
No, but I'm
so sure of yourself. Yes, yes.
Well, I've definitely felt it.
Okay, the feeling is there, but how you act on that feeling is rational. Whereas with men, when they fall in love, they become completely irrational.
Yeah. Anyway. They kind of lose their minds, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Maybe it's different.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit different in that sense.
Like, but it's just like, When I would fall in love with somebody and then I would look in their eyes, I'd be like, after I had gone MGTOW and then I was in relationships, I'd look in their eyes and I'm like, I didn't see love. I would see like calculation, right? It's like tick, 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 tick. I could see like the little hamster running in her head, like trying to like on the wheel, trying to figure out what's going on with me, looking at my cues. What is he thinking? Did I say the wrong thing? Why did he say that? Right? Like all these like things that would just keep popping up over and over again. And I was like, I love this person. That was all that was. That's the only thing that was going through my brain. There was no like evil calculation going through.
I see the difference. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I can see the difference.
But like I said, when I see that, when it's like when the kid would be put or an animal be put in a woman's arms, it's like all of a sudden, like the calculation is not there. All I see is like a child in a candy shop or a toy store, right? Like running around like crazy, like losing all control. So, you know,
she's not worried about losing the child. She's the protector. She's protecting her, so it's hers. But with the man is free. He can go any minute.
No, she's got a smile that it's just so big and it's just like so bright and it's like.
Do you know what? I just had this image in my head of this, you know, Alice in Wonderland, the cat, when the cat was smiling, when you said the big smile, I just...
Well, no, but that's an evil smile. That's an evil smile. Like, I'm talking like a big, like, genuinely happy smile.
Oh, okay.
The evil smile comes... The evil smile is given to me when she's trying to, like, love me. And, yes, come on. Like, I get the evil smile. The baby gets this real smile. That's how it works, right? You're laughing because you know it's true. Come on.
Well, of course. Every woman will love the child more than the man.
Okay, so there you go.
That's going to happen. Yeah, of course that's going to happen. But it doesn't mean that we don't love the man.
Yeah, you just want to, like... do things to trap him there.
Maybe it's more intense and, like, as you would say, irrational towards the baby.
You want to love him.
He doesn't love the man.
You want to love him like an animal kept in a zoo. You know, you put him in the cage and love him. He's not going anywhere. The cage is up. It's like, and you just, you know, you make sure that there's no, he can't get out. Okay, he's stuck there. Now I feel good.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna die.
Exactly. Because my protect, if anyone comes, I'll just open the cage and he comes after the whoever's coming to get me with in that from that cage.
To me, it just looks like it's different.
Okay, gotcha.
The way we feel love is different. So I'm just gonna put my phone in charge. I'm gonna stop recording, okay. And then we're gonna carry on. Do you have anything to add?
No, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I think we concluded it.